WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Fibermax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. According to College Station dispatchers, the intersection at Rock Prairie and Welburn will be closed this morning until 9 for work on the train tracks. A long vacant piece of commercial property along the freeway in College Station has been given more development options.
City Council approval for rezoning along the northbound service road between Raintree and Horsehaven Estates followed an hour's worth of debate. The council heard from Raintree subdivision residents opposed to removing the restrictions on building restaurants. Lori Sorrell's lived in Raintree 35 years.
It's not just the people that live within 200 feet of this. It's going to affect all of the people in Raintree. I worry about the traffic. I worry about, as there has been more and more traffic, like I said, I've lived here a long time. I've seen a lot of changes.
Councilwoman Julie Schultz says she was surprised the affected homeowners associations had not purchased the property in question.
I think in the long term, you're going to end up being okay with what's there. I don't think it's going to be the nuisance that you're expecting, and I know that the unknown is hard to imagine.
There are no plans for the property, according to the developer. The new zoning applies to half the 14 acres. The remainder along a floodplain and floodway will remain undeveloped. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is the time of year the staff of the Brazos County Appraisal District is hearing from property owners questioning valuation increases. Chief Appraiser Mark Price says one misconception is that the appraisal district is told by elected officials of the city, schools, districts, and county to set property values.
That couldn't be further from the truth. The mayor of College Station or city councilman or anybody else in their organization has never once come and told me, nor do they have the authority to come and tell me how to value property.
Price says property owners are invited to hear what went into setting values and how that can be changed.
We get a lot of information this time of year from property owners that come in and tell us they may know something about their property, oftentimes that we don't. Maybe they have a cracked slab or they have issues that we never know about because we never get in the property.
Brazos County has 65,000 residential properties, the majority value between $150,000 and $250,000. And it's been a week since the announcement of a small outbreak of E. coli infection in Brazos County. Health department officials say no source has been found affecting 10 patients, including two young boys who remain in a Houston hospital. It's believed they were infected sometime between April 15th and 22nd. The health department's Dr. Eric Wilkie says they became aware due to mandatory reporting.
There are several reportable diseases that health providers are required to identify for us and feed to us. This was the regular surveillance system that worked well and worked quickly.
No additional cases have been reported since last week's initial announcement. Mother's Day was the latest arrest in College Station for prostitution. The manager at the Motel 6 told police an Illinois woman had checked in several times over the last few weeks and suspected her of illegal activity. According to the arrest report, 27-year-old Ashley Lane Smith made an admission. She was still in jail Monday. It's the fourth prostitution arrest involving a guest at Motel 6 in the last 2 months and the second in the last 5 days. Last week, 25-year-old Raquel Dye of Bryan was arrested after police learned she'd been advertising her services online since last December. And now that we're drying out from last week's rain, something to keep an eye out for when you're outdoors is snakes. William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Department says to seek immediate medical attention for any snake bite.
Reptiles carry a lot of germs in their mouth and so on, so the doctors always suggest that you have a less than 5-year-old tetanus shot and get proper wound care for even the non-poisonous ones.
The young and elderly are particularly at risk.
If your little kids are around, always be watching them. Don't let them stick their hands where they can't see. Snakes don't usually go out after people. Usually you've got to provoke them or trap them, make them fearful, and then they'll strike.
Bell says placing ice or trying to suck out venom from a bite do more harm than good. And the Texas House takes final action today on a bill that places new limits on the powers of university regents. The bill was born out of a long-running dispute between lawmakers and University of Texas System regents who are considered hostile to Austin campus president Bill Powers, who's believed to be fighting for his job. The bill would weaken the power of regents to fire school presidents by first requiring a recommendation from the system chancellor. It also would require regents to undergo training in ethics and federal student privacy laws. Regents are appointed by the governor and confirmed by the state senate. And the future of the state's controversial Cancer Research Institute appears to be hanging on the passage of a reform bill in the State House of Representatives. State Senator Jane Nelson's bill would create an additional level of oversight to ensure no more shady grants are awarded.
I still believe that that is one of the best things this legislature's done in past years. It will save more lives and make such a difference.
The nearly $600 million appropriated for CPRIT for 2014-15 is also dependent on passage of the reform bill. WTOW News Time is 6:12. It's 61 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTOW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTOW.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds of which your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine, we'll see that through the clouds today. Temperatures will be 80 to 85. The cloudiness will thicken tonight, and there could be a shower. Overnight lows are going to be 65 to 70. Some showers, some thunderstorms will have a tendency to pop up during the day tomorrow, high 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, though they will start to come to an end, low 65 to 70. Any leftover clouds on Thursday should be followed by partial sun, highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball gears up tonight against UTPA. We've also got an update for free
tickets. Is that UT Port Arthur?
Pan American.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No problem.
No.
UT Port Arthur.
I had no idea. Yeah.
Free softball if you'd like to go see and you're an A&M student for the regionals. And we've got playoff action in the NHL and NBA all headed your way here in just a bit.
I mean, I was just thinking, you know, for a second, PA, I didn't know.
It's a University of Texas in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, in Pennsylvania. Yeah. Remember when that used to be just plain old Pan American?
Yeah.
Yeah. First NCAA playoffs I did were in Pan American at Edinburgh.
Really?
Yeah, it's back when they had a really nice park down there.
What was the sport?
Baseball.
Oh, baseball.
Yeah, baseball NCAAs. Oh, I'm sorry. I had Cat's potentiometer turned down.
I love that.
Yeah, I know.
Potentiometer.
Yeah. That's what it is.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, that's the real word. Yeah, that's. But anyway, I think they had a better facility than anybody else, and the weather was nice, so we went down there.
One thing else they have is a great folklorico dance team.
That's kind of what I thought.
Figured
too.
That was what you were
sure.
thinking of.
No, actually, I was thinking of
when
baseball.
I think UT Pan Am, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Yeah. Is folklorico.
So who doesn't know that feeling when you're sitting there on the toilet minding your own business? Probably playing Angry Birds on your smartphone.
Are we starting like this again?
Uh-oh. Well, at least you're not eating in the bathroom,
that's
right?
That's right. No, not at all.
That's kind of gross.
And oops, you drop your $22,000 engagement ring in the can.
Wow.
That happened in Virginia. And after her small ring had been flushed, the woman called the local sanitation company. The lucky sanitation crew got to sift through 3 days, but they spotted the bling and returned it to her.
I mean, why flush it down?
I don't know. That's a really good point.
I would go ahead and suck it up and grab it out of there.
That's right. You know, and some of that work might need to be done by you. Now, and, you know, that's the thing.
Of course, I don't have an engagement ring to lose.
I understand, but what I'm saying is, and I guess if you run into circles where you get a $22,000 engagement ring, maybe you have people. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I would venture a guess you more than likely do.
Yeah, and I mean, and what do you charge if you're the sanitation company for that? You know what I'm saying?
A buttload.
Yeah.
Oh, Kevin.
Wait. Say it again.
A buttload.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay,
that's on you. Okay. don't be looking over here. Okay.
It was there. Come on.
Info. I know that probably the sanitation workers have had it up to there with that crap.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Just tired of it.
Oh, man. Took a train, a
plane, a bus. I can't say the one I want.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
that's okay. We all know what you're thinking.
Yeah, we know what you're thinking.
It's a dirty job.
Yeah.
Whatever your business sells, you think it's the best in town. Well, here's your chance to prove it. Voting begins June 1st for the 13th year of Best of the Brazos. Last year, over 335,000 votes were cast for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To get your business involved and listed on the Best of the Brazos ballot, call me, Sam Jones, with Brian Broadcasting, 695-9595, or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
618, hello.
Why not keep the damn ring on your finger?
Well, that's a good idea, really. I mean, and again, if you notice you lost it, why do you then flush it? It's somebody else's job, right? All right,
absolutely.
Here we go. It's day 134. It'd be the 14th of May. You got 231 days to go.
Every time you name off how many days into the year it is, it makes me feel like we're lost in space or
really
on a desert island.
Or it could be Ted Koppel doing Nightline, too.
Very good.
Thank you. It's Dance Like a Chicken Day. I don't know really what that means, unless you're Elaine Bennis, and then you dance that way all the time, right? And so it's National Buttermilk Biscuit Day as well, too.
I could celebrate that.
You know, there are a lot of things that pass for buttermilk biscuits
that
now. Yeah, that aren't. It's, you know, I don't know. You probably got to go into somebody's house to really get good buttermilk biscuits now.
You're probably right.
Because I'm thinking, you know, popping it open in some cylindrical thing that you get out of the refrigerator case at the grocery store is not quite the same
That's
thing.
That's how they make them in my house.
Yeah, okay, let's do birthdays.
Birthdays. Miranda Cosgrove.
Yeah.
From iCarly.
Of course.
Drake and Josh.
Mm-hmm.
One of my daughter's favorites.
Of course, yeah.
20 years old today.
Yeah.
Signed a low to mid seven-figure deal.
Really?
In 2010 to do 26 more episodes of iCarly at the tender age of 18.
I was going to say teenager. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mark Zuckerberg, speaking of got more money.
Yeah.
$13.3 billion worth at 29 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Amber Tamblyn is 30 today.
Doesn't have that much money.
I didn't know her dad was one of the original stars of West Side Story.
Yeah.
And Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Russ Tamblyn.
I love Seven Brides for Seven
and
Brothers.
And actually did just a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, a busy guy. I just didn't realize he was in West Side Story.
Mm-hmm.
Sean East had one of my favorite songs in the 80s called I Love Your Smile. She's 40 today and now resting very comfortably under the rock of obscurity.
As long as she is, yeah.
Gabriel Mann is 41 from Revenge.
Oh.
Sofia Coppola is 42.
Done a movie or two.
Mm-hmm. Cate Blanchett is 44. Danny Wood is 44. Tony Siragusa, he's the guy on the sidelines during the NFL games. Used to be a pro football player. 46.
And now he's doing, have you seen the commercials? I don't know what this is about. This may be the aging of America, but he's doing, there's a product that Depends makes now for men that, you know, slips in the front.
Hmm.
And Tony's doing the commercial for that.
Because he can't leave the sideline?
Well, I don't. I never thought of that. It could well be. But just the whole idea with the aging of America, that's
sure.
Something that they're now just generally advertising on television. Okay.
Fabrice Morvan is 47.
He's the one who's still alive.
Milli Vanilli guy.
Yeah.
Susie Colbert is 49. She's one of the sideline reporters as well. CeCe DeVille from Poison is 51 years old.
Yeah.
Tim Roth, Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, Planet of the Apes, I could go on, 52.
Yeah.
The best Canadian singer ever, And I mean,
that's Celine Dion.
Nope. Or Justin Bieber or Bryan Adams. Tom Cochran is 60 years old and sings better than all of them.
Oh, or I don't know, the Canadian astronaut who filmed that video in space.
I said the best Canadian singer ever, Tom Cochran.
Okay. Wow. He was pretty good, though. I'm just saying.
Dan Aykroyd? I mean, you know. Mike,
yeah, still
Mike
no.
Myers?
Nope. Okay, still right. No. Yeah, right, go ahead. David Byrne is 61 from the Talking Heads.
Yeah.
Robert Zemeckis, who's made a movie or two.
He has.
He's 62.
And people have watched him.
Yes.
But
they...
he's not even the most famous director born.
No,
today,
he's
right?
Not.
Yeah.
The most famous director today, George Lucas, 69 years old.
Wow.
So, I mean, you could take Mark Zuckerberg and George Lucas's money and probably buy the rest of the people who had birthdays today. Who you didn't even mention. I mean, just other people, too.
Do you think George Lucas is celebrating with a lightsaber cake made by Twinkies end-to-end covered with red icing?
No, but I'm guessing Zuckerberg and Lucas could buy Europe.
Yeah.
I would like this little island, please.
Well, they could bail them out, which is really
sure.
What they need. That's
the truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We've got two new scandals that are rocking the administration, one bigger than the other. Now, the first one involves the IRS, which has now admitted to targeting conservative groups in an effort to deny them tax-exempt status that they deserve. Now, this is massive. We're only in the very early phases of this. We don't know how many people are going to be pulled under by this. I have to believe that there's going to be a lot of people fired. How high up this goes, we don't know at this time. I know that the administration keeps spewing this talking point independent agency that is not factual, that's not accurate. Before all is said and done, you can bet your bottom dollar that this scandal will be huge. I can tell you that.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
Ugh, I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
Actually, there is. My friend at work just installed a ductless mini-split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so they cool in summer and heat in winter.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient, they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. Plus, many utility companies offer rebates of $300 or more. It's the perfect solution.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
A shift in the energy sector. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The outlook for global oil supplies is changing. The International Energy Agency says North American oil production will dominate supply growth over the next 5 years. Fracking and other new technologies are being used to reach reserves, and the increased output will come at the expense of OPEC and other producers that have long dominated the industry. You'll be seeing some sports highlights on Twitter as the short messaging service and ESPN expand their content deal. ESPN plans to show clips from major sporting events on Twitter. Ads will run within the videos from ESPN. Video sponsors will also have to buy some paid Twitter posts. At least one Federal Reserve official thinks it's time for the central bank to start backing down on its bond buying program. Philadelphia Fed President Charles Plosser would like to see the change at next month's policy meeting, but Plosser is not a voting member of the Fed right now. Stock market futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Deer season's ending soon, and so are these great deals. Get 0% financing right now on select new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends July 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Find Brookside Equipment's 7 Texas Gulf Coast locations at brooksideusa.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
The Sage salute to your business. Here's to being your own boss, even on the days you don't want to listen. To doing it your way and still taking the highway. To your dreams and your realities growing closer together. Here's to seeing all the money that flows into your business and out as clear as day. Sage, the confidence to manage your cash flow. Visit sagetoday.com.
At American Bullion, we know storing wealth today can mean a safer tomorrow. That's why investors are including gold or silver in their retirement accounts as a hedge against financial uncertainties. Rolling over a portion of your 401k into an IRA to include gold or silver gives your portfolio protection and balance. When you consider that while the Dow Jones has increased 50% in the past 10 years, gold has increased an astounding 500%. Adding gold to your retirement portfolio just makes sense. But when it comes to buying gold, who do you trust? American Bullion has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in its field. They offer one of the best gold guides full of information that's absolutely free when you call 800-479-2177. So get the facts on 401k rollovers and IRA transfers. Call American Bullion for your free gold IRA guide. Call 800-479-2177. 800-479-2177.
627, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 83 for a high temperature today, they're telling us. A 40% chance of showers tonight, 65. And it says mainly it'll be after about 1 in the morning is what they're telling us right now. And then tomorrow we'll have south winds and kind of gusty, a 50-50 chance of showers and a high temperature of 80 degrees. We'll kind of check the map, obviously, in the morning, see how we're looking tomorrow. 67 will be our low temperature for tomorrow night with a 30% chance of rain for the balance of the week. Then, nice, 85 all the way up to 88 on Saturday with partly cloudy and pretty nice conditions out there. Right now, the winds are from the south at 90% relative humidity. Fair skies looking at 62.
This is the Bible Minute brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ located on Highway 30 in College Station. Have you ever studied the lists or catalogs of sins within the Bible? There are a number of such lists. Romans chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Galatians chapter 5. The point is this. You need to study these lists and the terms found therein. It is critically important. In fact, after listing 17 specific sins, Galatians 5:21 concludes that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Yes, studying and understanding such lists does matter. Come study with us today. The Bible Minute is brought to you as a work of the BCS Church of Christ. Learn more about the BCS Church of Christ located on Highway 30 in College Station, Texas at our website www.bcschurchofchrist.com. That is bcschurchofchrist.com. Thanks for listening to the Bible Minute.
The average American worker spends an incredible amount of the workday complaining and whining about their job. Does it do any good? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
At American Bullion, we know storing wealth today can mean a safer tomorrow. That's why investors are including gold or silver in their retirement accounts as a hedge against financial uncertainties. Rolling over a portion of your 401k into an IRA to include gold or silver gives your portfolio protection and balance. When you consider that while the Dow Jones has increased 50% in the past 10 years, gold has increased an astounding 500%. Adding gold to your retirement portfolio just makes sense. But when it comes to buying gold, who do you trust? American Bullion has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in its field. They offer one of the best gold guides full of information that's absolutely free when you call 800-479-2177. So get the facts on 401k rollovers and IRA transfers. Call American Bullion for your free gold IRA guide. Call 800-479-2177. 800-479-2177.
Stress and discontent at work. If you're feeling that, ask yourself, who's to blame?
I think that we've all gotten pretty used to being victims, and we tend to blame our circumstances. And most people
are both relieved and shocked to find out that we're not at the mercy of our circumstances.
Cy Wakeman, author of the book The Reality-Based Rules of the Workplace, says the average worker spends 2 hours of the workday complaining and whining about their circumstances.
Walking around saying, this is sick and wrong, this shouldn't be happening. And those are the same people who feel overworked and, you know, undervalued. And they are overworked because they're expected to do 8 hours of work now in 6 hours. And they are undervalued because they're very emotionally expensive. And so their work comes at a high price.
Because complaining and whining drains the time and energy of the people around you, and that costs the company money.
Our work starts with helping people understand how they really add value. Most of us overrate the value we add because we focus on our performance. Are we meeting current expectations? But we have to look at what cost, in addition to your salary and benefits, how emotionally expensive are you?
And one way to become emotionally inexpensive is to understand that all the complaining and suffering about work is completely unnecessary.
Most of us forget that and get into drama, but the story we make up about our reality is what really causes our pain.
Tomorrow, how to thrive in the workplace no matter how bad your circumstances. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Property valuation notices have been sent, and the Brazos County Appraisal District has been getting its seasonal increase of inquiries. Chief Appraiser Mark Price says they set the values, not the taxes, on 65,000 residential properties.
We look at the sales. We look at the data we have. The last couple years, the amount of sales data has been down here as it has been, you know, throughout the state. So we have less data to work with, and if we don't have information to move values in a neighborhood, we're not going to.
In addition to not setting tax rates, Price says the appraisal district is independent of city councils, school boards, and the county commission.
As often as we tell people that, you know, you either want to listen or you don't want to listen. And it's almost 30 years now that I've been in this business. We never have run across that.
Price says they are ready to explain how they arrived at setting property values and welcome information that can change those figures. For the second time in a four-day period, College Station police arrested someone for prostitution using Motel 6 as their base of operation. There have been four arrests from that location since March. The most recent was Mother's Day, after a motel manager told police they suspected an Illinois woman who had checked in several times over the last few weeks. 27-year-old Ashley Lane Smith admitted to the activity, according to the arrest report. Last Wednesday, a Bryan woman was arrested. That's after police learned 25-year-old Raquel Dye had been advertising online. And the College Station City Council has given a developer more options for commercial land along the east side of the freeway.
Homeowners living in the Raintree subdivision off Southwest Parkway, including Mark Buxkemper, were opposed to removing the ban on building restaurants.
I bought my property and my house in relation to how all the property around it was zoned. And how come do we have to keep changing things in order to meet somebody else's goal of just making a lot of money?
Councilman James Benham was asked to help define the new zoning category that now applies to this property.
If we functionally eliminate all practical uses of land that surrounds any neighborhood in town, then we're going to functionally eliminate a significant portion of commercial real estate in town. There has to be some compromise.
The developer told the council there were no plans for the 7 acres available along the northbound freeway service road from Raintree to Horse Haven Estates. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
No additional cases of E. coli infection have been reported since a small outbreak was announced last week. Dr. Eric Wilkie of the Brazos County Health Department says proper food handling remains key.
Making sure that food's cooked to the proper temperature, make sure that the vegetables and fruits are washed,
after handling raw meats, make sure that your hands are washed and the surfaces are clean. You don't have to fumigate your house or, you know, pour bleach all over everything. But at, you know, copious amounts of hot water would work fine.
No source has been found that affected 10 patients, including two young boys who remain in a Houston hospital. It's believed all were infected between April 15th and 22nd. And the wild ride for the state's troubled Cancer Research Institute continues as its future is hanging on a vote in the state house. $600 million is the secret appropriation for 2014 to 2015, which is riding on a transparency bill written by Senator Jane Nelson of Flower Mound.
It creates a whole additional level of oversight, a compliance officer who will ensure that the rules that we've set in place are enforced.
All CPRIT activity was frozen after tens of millions of dollars in questionable grants were discovered. And a top House Democrat says progress is being made on budget talks in the Texas legislature, but cautions that negotiators remain a long way from home. Representative Sylvester Turner of Houston says there have been very positive conversations between House and Senate leaders. The conference committee reviewed possible prison closures and pay raises for state judges, but didn't take up major issues such as education spending. And if you haven't seen them yet, you might be encountering snakes soon.
My yard cats, pasture cats, cornered up a copperhead 2 days ago, and then we had one out on the road in front of our pasture the next day. Pretty good size ones.
William Bowles of the Bryan Fire Department says what not to do for snake bites is as important as seeking immediate medical treatment.
Cutting and trying to suck out poison, using extreme amounts of ice to supposedly chill it down and stop the venom from moving around, which all of these old things they've tossed out and said they cause more harm than good.
Bowles says any snake bites should be checked out because of the germs carried in the mouth of all varieties. And the intersection at Rock Prairie and Welburn will be closed this morning until 9. College Station dispatchers say it's for work on the train tracks. WTAW News time is 6:38 at 61 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Some cloudiness has started to drift across the area. It's a sign of moisture returning to the state, and that moisture will affect the area over the next 24 to 48 hours. We should be partly sunny through the cloudiness today, 80 to 85. The clouds tonight, though, could produce a shower, 65 to 70 for the low. Showers, thunderstorms around tomorrow, high 75 to 80. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Turning partly sunny, 80 to 85 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor.
Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball is playing UT Pan American tonight. We'll get you caught up on who, what, when, where, and why on that. Aggie softball giving away free tickets to the regional, plus the Miami Heat are running away with it. Not a big surprise. All that and more coming up with sports in about 12 minutes.
So, if you remember the Doonesbury back in the day, when you ended up having barbed wire and sandbags and bunkers around the White House.
Yes.
In the closing days of the Nixon administration.
Yes.
They're about to start rolling that out again. I don't know. It's looking not really too good these days for the Obama administration. Of course, we knew the Benghazi thing was there, and they kind of quit talking about it. And then that IRS thing, you know, that came out. But when you get the media angry at you, it's not a good thing.
Mm. Yeah, the Associated Press is hot.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to walk that one back very easily.
No.
And, yeah, you're exactly right. We find out now that apparently the Justice Department decided that they wanted to wiretap about 20 lines in the offices of the Associated Press in New York and
as if the
D.C.
press wasn't on the government side anyway.
Well, but that's what I'm saying is
not anymore.
Guess what? They'll switch teams over this.
What it was like they had no reason to be snooping out their own people. You know what I'm saying?
It's not their own people. That's a little bit of an overstatement. There are certainly people, editors and such, who lean to the liberal side, but they're not on the White House payroll. And they will report facts. It's just how they report them sometimes is not the best. But now, this may really be a game changer. 2 months worth of telephone records, as a matter of fact. Oh, yeah, Hartford, Connecticut. That was the other place. So what they wanted in these 20 phone lines is incoming and outgoing calls, the length of each call, and the reporter's personal phone numbers. Now, We don't know at this point why the DOJ wanted these.
Why did they want that?
There was speculation about something in a British mole.
Yeah, okay, fine, whatever. I mean, whatever they want to say. You okay. Know?
Well, there are lots of British moles. I mean,
some of them are very unattractive.
That's
you're right. Yeah. But I think what's a little bit different here is it's pretty evident that this leak came out of the Justice Department itself. Which, you know, I'm kind of glad.
It means somebody's having a crisis of conscience.
That's right. Kind of nice to know that. And the thing is, I don't know that they're going to be able to really sell this as a non-involvement thing for the White House. I don't think they can barricade this off and separate the Department of Justice from the White House.
We're going to send out their Jedis. This is not the scandal you're looking
exactly.
for.
Exactly. don't look over here. These people knew nothing about it. I don't know that that's the case. And further, I mean, if they aggressively investigate any of this possible disclosure of some classified information, I mean, this now becomes then a pattern pretty much of the Obama administration. I mean, they have, I don't know if you, they don't talk about this very much, but they've gone after current and former government officials who are suspected of releasing secret material. There are six officials who are being prosecuted so far under all previous administrations, and they are going hammer and tongs after people who are leaving, and the Obama White House believes are giving out secret information. Well, maybe it's something we need to know. I mean,
you think
about that. It could well be that. So this is probably not a good situation. And then, so yesterday, the president gets in front of the cameras. He's there with Cameron, the guy from Canada. We're thinking he's going to talk about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quote, if, in fact, IRS personnel engaged in the kind of practices that have been reported on and were intentionally targeting conservative groups, then that's outrageous, and they have to be held fully accountable.
Lame. Well,
that makes me feel a lot better.
Oh, yes.
That makes me feel a lot better.
So way to displace the agency.
Hope that happens. Now, also, the story that we had heard yesterday was it was just the Cincinnati office. That apparently is not the case now. Several Internal Revenue Service officials say two offices out in California, El Monte and Laguna Niguel, California involved, and also in Washington, D.C. So it's spreading out a little bit. But I want you to know,
will this bite him like Watergate did?
Well, you know, again, you start peeling things back, and I'm not sure. Quite honestly, I'm not exactly sure what will happen there. But what you see is there is definitely bipartisan grousing about this. The Democrats are just as loud as the Republicans about this. And as well they should be, because they understand, you know,
if it happens to the other side, it can happen to you too.
The worm will turn. Eventually, they will not be in power in the Senate, and they may not have the White House, and they want to have protections as well. So, yeah, those guys and gals who stay around no matter who's in the White House are not comfy about this. And then last night, but we figured it out, all these problems, our president, our fearless leader, explained to us last night what all the problems are. He was at a fundraiser for Harvey Weinstein, his house.
But his conservatives? Is that what he said?
No, not even
because
a whole
of all
group.
The problems?
No, not even a whole group. Maybe one person who's on the radio.
Rush Limbaugh?
That's right.
It's always his fault.
Are you serious?
Yep. So
that's
had this fundraiser last night in Greenwich Village, and he said, quote, "I genuinely believe there are Republicans out there who would like to work with us but are fearful of their base and concerned what Rush Limbaugh might say about them. As a consequence, we get the kind of gridlock that makes people cynical about government."
I bet Rush loved it.
Oh, sure.
Can't wait to hear his show today.
He'll be all over that. But, you know, here's the deal.
Is the president really calling out citizens by name?
Yes.
Really?
Well, he's calling this citizen out by name.
I mean, really.
But here's the deal. I mean, if you'll remember, Rush probably had a larger audience then when Bill Clinton was president. And he was going after Bill Clinton every day. I mean, he was hammering the guy.
Oh, yeah.
And Clinton still got things done. And the reason is Clinton would play the game. Clinton would go smooze Congress. Well, Obama doesn't do that.
Well, I feel like President Obama is not as secure of a person as Bill Clinton was.
Oh, I don't think
that
there's any doubt.
He feels like he has to do all this, like prove himself and look like the tough guy and say the snarky remark back to Donald Trump or whatever.
Well, or
I feel
like
he has a lot more to feel like he has to prove.
Well, or look like he's the smarter guy. He
yeah,
wants everybody
instead
to
instead of
think
just letting things go.
Well, I mean, if you'll think about this, all those Democrats who were presidents before, they never talked about how things weren't fair and how the people who made more money needed to pay a little bit more. I mean, they went out and they worked the process.
Well,
and Obama doesn't do that.
And something, I mean, if I don't know much about how he was raised, but if he was raised, I feel like perhaps he was raised really wealthy. And that he's
don't
just
start that.
Doesn't understand how all that works. Like, that's my personal opinion. Well, I need to read his autobiography or something, but
I believe
to me it seems like he doesn't have a concept of how normal people use money or work for money.
I don't know that he came from wealth, but he has arrogance, and he's had arrogance from a very young age.
Mm.
And you know, you have to say what great leaders have is empathy. And I don't really think he has empathy. I think he can go up and read a script off a teleprompter that's empathic, but I don't believe he has empathy. I really,
don't. He uses Bible scriptures out of context.
Well, I don't know about that. I just know that he lectures to us, and I don't believe that he's an empathetic person.
It's because he's from Harvard.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that, so I don't know if he was raised, basically I don't think he was raised in a wealthy community, but I believe that he was raised with the idea that he was better than most people, and he really cannot be empathetic. And leaders need to be that. We need to feel that in our leadership.
Because when you demand respect and obedience without giving love, that's how you get rebellion. Mm-hmm.
Well, sure. And the other thing is too, they're now the majority of the voting public is older than the president, and that hasn't been that way for a long time. Okay, I mean, certainly Ronald Reagan was kind of our grandfather type situation, but he is not a contemporary of many people in the country. He is younger than them. And if he lectures people who are older than he is, again, that's arrogance. That's something that does not sit well.
Yeah, that
well
goes
with
over
people.
Like a lead balloon.
Exactly. It's 10 till.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 18th, it's Fly Control for Livestock. Flies are a major drain on livestock in your pocketbook. Come learn about the new products and what works this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There are times you simply can't wait until winter to prune your shade trees. While that may be the very best season for major reshaping of trees, spring storms, insects, diseases, and normal dieback can all make pruning at some other season essential. We're going to look through the details of late spring and early summer tree pruning, so you'll be prepared. I'll be back with those details right after this important message. It's absolutely our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative, full-color, 15x30-inch heavy cardstock posters and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Together, it's more than a $71 value for only $34. The posters include our 100 best Texas landscape plants. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. It's a very large chart. It gives you every last detail to help you make the best selections. 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Complete details on every plant on every poster. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. Posters alone would normally be $48. You pay only $34 total, you get the magazine subscription as well. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. As with pruning at any other season, you'll always want to make doubly sure that you really have to make cuts when you start trimming your trees. Try, too, to have a branch collar in place against the main trunk. If you look at almost any tree limb, you'll see a swollen area right where it attaches to the main trunk. Usually that collar won't extend out more than 1/4 inch, but it's very important tissue to be successful in the healing process. You want to leave just a little bit of it in place, maybe no more than 1/8 to 1/4 inch of that branch collar stays in place. If it's a large limb, remove it in a 3-step approach. Start with an undercut 15 inches out from the trunk. Cut 1/3 of the way, or at least 1/4 of the way, into the limb from the underside. Next, you want to move out just 2 or 3 inches farther out, farther away from the trunk, and cut through the limb from the top all the way through. As the weight of the branch peels the wood back, the ripped tissue will stop at the undercut. Make your 3rd cut against the collar to remove the stub. You probably wouldn't have to seal the cut surface with black pruning paint for most of your trees, but it's certainly recommended for limbs removed from oaks. There are insects and diseases that move into fresh wounds in oaks during the growing season, so apply pruning sealant carefully. Don't get it all over the collar tissues. Sometimes your tree's lower limbs begin to hang very low late in the spring as the combined weight of new leaves and new shoot growth pulls them down. If they're creating an eyesore or hazard, you want to remove them now. If you have splits in limbs or in the main trunk, this is the time to drill completely through them and install all thread rods and large washers and nuts to draw them together. Don't wait any later into the growing season to do it, or you'll risk decay and insect invasion. You might also take this opportunity to have major tree limbs that are vulnerable to ice or windstorms cabled to one another for added support. They counterbalance one another, so they flex as a unit, not individually. A trained arborist, a certified arborist, can do the job for you. In fact, let me just put in a good word for tree care. Certified arborists are the best in the business. There are hundreds of them in the state of Texas. They have passed the most difficult exams of certification. I'm Neil Sperry. Take steps now to save water this summer. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. Aggie baseball hosts UT Pan American and the Broncos for the final home game of the 2013 campaign. The Aggs are 22-10 at home for the season, including an 11-0 run in midweek home games. Here's Coach Childress on UTPA.
And they play 4 games on the weekend, but Manny does a great job, and they're going to be well coached, and it'll
be a great game. Hopefully we have another great crowd like we did today.
Freshman Grayson Long returns to the mound for his first start since April the 16th. Long is 3-1 with a 2.62 ERA in home game appearances, including five starts. The Aggs really pretty much need a win to make sure they can head to postseason. And here's Coach again on the NCAAs.
I feel like we've got a lot of work left to do. I mean, you know, we take care of business Tuesday and play at a high level and find a way to win, and we need to go on the road and, you know, get after Tennessee, who's fighting for their, you know, life as well. And, you know, there's a lot of work left to do for us to get to the NCAAs.
First pitch tonight, 6:35, and all the action is here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M Softball Double Play Club has announced that it will be giving away free tickets to the NCAA softball games. The first 100 students to display an official Texas A&M ID at the NCAA College Station Regional each day will receive free admission to the Aggie Softball Complex. It's a double elimination tournament Friday through Sunday, and the first pitch on Friday will be with A&M and Penn. Moving down to the NBA playoffs, the Miami Heat own a 3-1 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference semifinals. Here's LeBron James on the series.
We just try to wear teams down throughout a series and try to get better each and every game, and, you know, we've done that.
LeBron had 27 points, 8 assists, and 7 rebounds in an 88-65 stifling of the Bulls in Chicago. Mike Conley had 24 points, and the Memphis Grizzlies trailed by as many as 17 before defeating Oklahoma City 103-97 in overtime to take a 3-1 series lead in the Western Conference semifinals. Here's Oklahoma City star Kevin Durant.
We've been playing hard, you know, every game, every minute we've been playing hard, just not going our way, you know, so we got to get ready for game 5 and, you know, on our home floor, so it should be exciting and we're looking forward to it.
And since we're talking playoffs, the Brazos Christian Eagles will square off against Woodland Christian in the TAPP, that's the Texas Association of Private and Parochial Schools, in a 3A semifinals match today at Waco ISD Field number 2. They've played twice, and they've split that series. The winner of that game will advance to Mary Hardin-Baylor tomorrow for a 10 o'clock first pitch for the championship in the state. In the NHL, the Boston Bruins will take on the New York Rangers in the NHL's Eastern Conference semifinals after both teams won Game 7s last night. The Bruins fell behind 4-1 before Patrice Bergeron provided 2 tying and a series-winning goal for Boston in a 5-4 overtime win over Toronto.
Down the right wing, drops it off for Broussard, but it's poke checked away by Green. Broussard holds in, beats Zuccarello, moves in deep, and scores! Matt Zuccarello! It is now 5-0 Rangers!
It was a walkover, too. Hendrik Lundqvist had 35 shots saved, and the Rangers won 5-0 over the Caps. In Major League Baseball last night.
Down the right wing, drop
fly ball, right field! Way back and gone! Grand slam home run for Andy Dirks! Fourth home run of the year breaks this one wide open. 7-2 Tigers in the fourth.
And when it rains, it pours for the Stros. That's how it finished, 7-2. And in the game, right-handed Bud Norris, the starter for the Astros, left with back spasms after the fifth inning. And the Stros also lost standout second baseman Jose Otuve to a jaw injury earlier in the game. Joris Pastelos has resigned as the president and CEO of the Astros. The team announced that decision yesterday before its opener against Detroit. He'd been with the Astros and the CEO since November of 2011. And finally on now to the Rangers. The Rangers won 5-1. The Rangers fell to the Oakland Athletics 5-1 yesterday. And in other Rangers news, Nolan Ryan says that he let speculation about his futures with the Rangers go for weeks because, quote, he needed to visit with Bob Simpson and Ray Davis to get a better understanding of his role in the front office. Ryan's statement came almost 6 weeks after the club announced he'd basically been demoted. He says now he has a clear idea of his role and, quote, everything is going smoothly. That's been a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor, and it's all brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. And it's on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Dr. Drew Johnson Chiropractic Clinic. Call him at 268-1162. All right, rain's in the forecast again, but not today. We'll wait till tonight. 83 for a high today, 60.